Taylor Swift stands up for women. The singer was assaulted by a DJ and took him to court to help those whose voices should also be heard. By Moya Irvin. Singer Taylor Swift is known for her kindness towards fans, her Swifties. She gave one fan $1,989 to help pay off her student loan. She has also invited fans to her house to listen to a new album and has also given personally chosen Christmas presents to some fans. But Taylor Swift can be tough too. She showed that earlier this year when she went to court to accuse a radio DJ of sexual assault. The incident happened during her Red tour in 2013. The star was at a backstage meet and greet in Denver and had her photo taken with the radio host David Muller. Ms. Swift says that the man put his hand under her skirt and touched her bottom while the photo was taken. Mr. Muller was fired 2 days after the incident. Taylor Swift's team had a photograph of the assault and gave it to the radio bosses. The DJ later sued the singer for at least $3 million, saying that her allegations were false and that he had lost his job because of them. That's what made Miss Swift take the DJ to court. At first, the star and her mother had decided not to report the incident to the police. Taylor's mother, Andrea Swift, was worried about the publicity and negative reactions on the internet. "I did not want this event to define her life," she said in court. "This is what happens to many women who are assaulted. They are scared to report it because they think no one will believe them, or they worry about how others will react." In court, Taylor Swift was anything but scared. Mr. Muller's lawyer tried to show that the incident didn't happen the way she said it did. But Ms. Swift said, "I know exactly who did this. It is not alleged. It is a fact. You can ask me a million questions about it, and I'm never going to say anything different." Taylor Swift wasn't interested in money when she took Mr. Muller to court. In fact, she only asked for $1 because she didn't want to bankrupt him. To her, it was much more important to be an example for other women who experience assaults. After the trial, Ms. Swift said that she had the money and the power to fight in court, but many women didn't. "My hope is to help those whose voices should also be heard," she said. Taylor Swift certainly doesn't need the DJ's money anyway. At 27, she is worth $280 million. She started in the music business at the age of 14 and released her first album when she was 16. Her music appealed to both country and pop fans. In her album 1989, released in 2014, she moved further away from country and towards pop. The album sold 1.2 million copies in its first week and won the Grammy for Album of the Year and Best Pop Vocal Album. Fans can look forward to a new album. On the 10th of November, Taylor Swift will release her sixth studio album, Reputation. Look What You Made Me Do, the first single from the album, was released on the 24th of August. The video for the song became the most viewed video ever in a 24-hour period on YouTube, with 31 million views.